Nihad Awad is the executive director of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the nation's leading Muslim civil rights organization.
This historic level of the rise of Islamophobia is alarming. The 8,658 cases is a record number that we recognize as a danger to our civil rights and to the well-being of American Muslims.
While CARE recorded a 7% increase in overall Islamophobic incidents, in certain areas, Islamophobia is showing up more pronounced and frequently. Police encounters saw a rapid increase, a 71% uptick last year compared to 2023's historic levels. Education discrimination increased 24% last year compared to 2023, when CARE also recorded a record 219% increase. Awad says, a case in point, the recent arrest and attempted deportation of Palestinian activist and permanent U.S. resident Mahmoud Khalil, a Columbia University graduate who organized protests against the war in Gaza on campus last year. He's the first publicly known deportation effort under the Trump administration's crackdown on students protesting the war in Gaza.
These measures include arrests, surveillance, and intimidation tactics aimed at silencing voices that speak against injustices. Individuals, students like Mahmoud Khalil, and groups advocating for Palestinian rights have been disproportionately targeted, facing legal repercussions simply for exercising their constitutional rights of free speech. This crackdown not only undermines our democratic principles, but also sets a dangerous precedent for the future.
CARE's report says schools are complicit in discrimination. Earlier this year, it released a report on the university's hostile to pro-Palestinian activism while outlining tolerance from other past social justice movements, including opposition to the Vietnam War to the Black Lives Matter movement. CARE says the political climate has also emboldened Islamophobia. Stephanie Abu-Gharbier says she was verbally accosted with racist slurs and hate speech in addition to a physical attack on her group while attending a protest against the war in Gaza here in the Bay Area last April.
The words hurled at us began with, "I told you to get the H out of here and go back to your country," and escalated into death threats and chanting, "Bomb, bomb Palestine, kill all Palestinians," and much more. From there, Kent's actions escalated even further into physical violence. He proceeded to spit out our group, which included both children and elderly, and even began to shove and elbow several members of our group. Those members of the group that were physically assaulted sustained minor injuries, including bleeding and bruising, while the entirety of our group suffered severe and lasting emotional trauma.
She says Islamophobia comes from unfair policies at the highest levels of government, leading to increasing hate crimes and attacks in local communities. CARE reports 40 places of worship have been attacked. At least one local house of Islamic faith attacked more than once. Bisma Jaffer, civil rights attorney for CARE, San Francisco Bay Area office.
It's emboldening people to show their hatred, that their hatred is okay. They're seeing police, you know, even harass the students who are speaking out against that. They're seeing people get fired and lose their jobs over that. There's no punishment for hating, participating in Islamophobia. So I think, you know, it's the international affairs, but it's also what's happening here domestically that's allowing people to feel emboldened in their Islamophobia.
CARE also issued a set of recommendations for school administrations and workplaces to support free speech commitments made in the wake of George Floyd's murder and protests, to law enforcement accountability, as well as reforms to placing Muslims on a federal no-fly watch list. Jaffer says while it's Muslims today, it could be another group targeted tomorrow.
It could be Judaism, and then it could be Buddhism. It could be a religion that affects you. And if it's not religion, it could be your education. It could be your freedom of expression. If one right is up for grabs, then, you know, who's to say the next one isn't?
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.